What is up, you conscious monkeys? Hope all is going well with you guys today. Today in this podcast, this is kind of a state of my life podcast. And the intention of this podcast is for me to be able to look back in 5, 10, 15 years and be curious about how I was seeing things and kind of give you guys an update of my life and just what's happening behind the scenes. And I think I want to put these in a little bit more regularly because it, I don't know, maybe shows you what I'm doing. And even you can look back on it myself and just be like, oh, wow, I forgot I was doing that. Or I forgot what it felt like to do that or when I was doing this. Because as we know, one of the only things that happens in this life is change. Things change. We get different priorities, different things coming in and out of our lives. So all of that stuff. So, and I suppose, since I am running for Congress, this gives you a little bit more transparency of what I'm doing day to day. Because my days have been packed. And it's so fascinating because in sort of preparing for this podcast, I went back through like my notes because I keep, you know, kind of like a list of things that I want to accomplish each day, if you will. From meetings to there's about 11 meditations, techniques that I do throughout the day, which take a little bit of time, at least 2 hours. One of them's a whole hour, which I do before bed. But they take about 2 hours in total throughout the day. So I don't know why I'm bringing that up. It's also late at night right now, so I might be a little out of it. But that brings me up to a good point and a good starting point, which is learning how to enjoy everything because there's so much to do. There's so much for me to do. I mean, for anyone to do. And I'm just saying for myself because, well, I'm living it. I'm a software engineering manager right now with Amara. I'm applying for more jobs or new jobs. I'm getting into podcasts. I'm creating podcasts. I'm running for election. I'm meditating. I'm leading other people in meditations. I'm doing a whole lot of things. And it feels like that could come across as distracting because I feel like there's also a huge motif out there of focus on one thing and just be really good at one thing. But throughout my life, and I have a feeling majority of you guys, you don't get as much energy whenever you only do one thing. You need to have multiple avenues of things that you're doing and improving on. Oh yeah, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I'm also doing that. So as I look back on what I've been doing since, let me see here, my notes are pretty bad before March 12th-ish. So I'm kind of looking on up to March, a little bit of other stuff, nothing too crazy, I suppose it looks like. But the big things I've been doing, especially since coming back from India, is yagyas. So I got back from India at the end of January, and since the beginning of February, so almost a month and a half now, almost 2 months now, I've been doing a lot of yagyas, which are fire rituals. And man, they have helped me so much finding, let's say, deeper peace, more calmness every single time I've done them. So incredible. And I'm going to definitely be doing more of those. So I've been doing those. Let's see here. Having meetings for American Congress Party, which are happening at least 2 or 3 times per week. Sometimes with more people. We've found a great presidential candidate that we are soon to announce, hopefully within the next week or two. Amazing presidential candidate. Let me see here. Amara, we got our code running and we're trying to get it pushed onto iOS. So a little bit of resistance there, but it's going to go through soon. Recently donated to a temple in India. So helping getting that up and running. If you're interested, shoot me a message or DM. I can send you some pictures. But, you know, I really feel like rebuilding those structures. There's a whole bunch of spiritual reasons for donating to temples and building and constructing places, which will definitely come up further in the future. We'll talk about that a little bit more in the future. But for now, let me see here. Let's see here. Last weekend, I went to Beaver. Was that last weekend? I was in Beaver County, just feeling the energy, seeing what's going on there. It's a part of the district, so I figured I didn't really know too many people in Beaver. So I needed to sort of acquaint myself with the energy there. And you can look at this from a spiritual perspective, because if I need those people to vote for me, I need to be aligned with them. I need to understand who they are, what their desires are, what they want out of a U.S. House representative. So just going there and being in downtown Beaver and just kind of like looking around, first of all, it's an extremely amazing, very cool, very like quaint place, if you will. So if you find yourself in Beaver County, definitely check out downtown Beaver. There's like two rivers that meet there, which is really cool. I think it's the Ohio and the Beaver River. So definitely check that out. Let's see here. I had a chiropractic appointment, so that's cool. anything else crazy going on? What do I feel like is going crazy? I don't know. I'm trying to find more people to come to Yagya. So if you're in the Pittsburgh area, let me know. I'm going to be texting some people, hopefully in the next day or two, to come on Monday. Actually, I'm realizing that I've been kind of getting stalled on that. I should probably reach out to more people sooner than later. And that's really the big thing. I met an incredible guy who you guys will probably meet at some point. I'll bring him on the podcast soon. His name's Austin Daniel. He's running for state house representative in Oregon. So he's a really cool dude. He has a lot of similar values as us, and I don't want to give away too much about him because the podcast we're going to have, I think, is going to be very fascinating because it's a lot of different perspectives shifting. We're two sides of the same coin, it seems like. And so hopefully that'll be a very powerful podcast when that comes through. Today I was also interviewed by a very amazing lady. Her name's Anna Sokolo. I apologize, Anna, if I'm pronouncing that wrong, but I'm going to share that podcast within the next week or two. I also recorded a podcast this past week with AJ Richards, who is a rancher out in Wyoming, I believe. Is it Wyoming? That feels wrong, but I think it's Wyoming. And I get down in it. I get it down into understanding what's going on with ranchers and the policies that are getting put forth that are really decimating the local regenerative farming scene. So that was really cool to get a more in-depth look at what is truly happening, because I feel like I know, but if anything I learned is to not feel like I know, but to actually know. Excuse me. So AJ had a very enlightened conversation, definitely gave me some insight on topics that are plaguing him, if you will, or plaguing the industry, that are causing riff and causing problems, which, you know, we need less of those. Life is already difficult enough. We don't need extra problems on top of that. So that's what I have been up to over the last few weeks specifically. Oh, how did I overlook this? Tuesday, so the 19th, I did my first time going door to door, which was terrifyingly exciting. To knock on random people's doors and try to collect signatures. And it was really cool how many people were truly interested in what I had to say. Let's see here. If we can get statistics, I probably knocked on about 20-ish, 23-ish doors, something like that. Let's see here. 9 people signed, after most of them giving me very great questions to verify that I was actually a sane individual. Let's see here. Probably about 9 or so didn't answer their door. It was around 5:30 to 6:30 at night, so I think the timing was bad. This weekend I'm going to go out on Saturday and Sunday, and hopefully it's better timing to catch more people and get a higher door answer ratio, if you will. But let's see here. One person answered and talked to me for a bit, but then didn't end up signing. He wanted to know more before signing his name, which totally understandable. Probably 3 or 4 people answered their door, and then whenever I said I was running for U.S. House of Representatives, they kind of gave me like a I don't want to do with politics. One lady told me she was 70 years old and never voted, and I was like, can I maybe change your mind? And she was like, no. And I was like, all right, well, have a great day. So that was kind of the range of people. So I guess, you know, it was either they didn't mess with politics, they didn't answer their door, or they signed. One guy, I guess, seemed like he was very interested and asked a lot of questions, but gave him like a contact email. So hopefully he reaches out at some point, get him signed. So yeah, and this is also, if you live in the 17th district of PA, So it's all of Beaver County and like the north western part of Allegheny County, kind of leaks over towards Oakmont a little bit. Let me know, because shoot me an email at contact@clayton24.com and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. I actually need to get that email set up. Well, set up in terms of like on my phone, because I need to check that email more frequently. So I'm just putting that out there in case you feel called. I'll happily meet you wherever you are to get your signature, because I'm probably at about 50 right now, 50-ish. And we got to get 4,000 by August 1st, guys. So let's make it happen. Let's make it happen. I have some ideas floating around about going to like local grocery stores and seeing if they'll let me set up outside their stores to collect signatures. I have no idea if there's any laws or anything against that, but I think that'd be cool. It'd be a good way to get people going in and out of places. I definitely feel uncomfortable about that. I feel like it would be bothering people in the middle of their thing, but I don't know. I guess there's also this feeling that people are just at a point in time where they want change. We need someone who's actually, and I'm not talking about Obama change. I'm talking about change that will help the American people. And change is the wrong word. Upgrade is the right word, because there's a lot of things that are great about our society, but there's also a lot of things that need upgrading, and we need to realize of how we're able to make it a system where everyone's able to thrive, and it's doable. We have the resources, we have so much abundance, and yet we're just not doing it. And there's many reasons for that, but this is not going to be a political podcast, so we don't have to jump too much into that. Yeah, so that's kind of the state of my life, state of life podcast, the state of life podcast. We'll have many more of those for sure. But with all of that being said, Conscious Monkeys, if you did listen to this, I appreciate that. That's kind of crazy that you care so much about the state of my life to listen that far. So thank you. Bless you guys. Move to the 17th district. But other than that, I appreciate you guys. And even if you don't move to the 17th district, it's okay. Because at some point in time, I will be getting your vote, I'm sure. But until that date, we will all see each other in the sixth dimension.